Human trafficking to Britain is on the increase, according to new government estimates.
My story happened in Ljubljana, Slovenia. I was taken somewhere blindfolded, then raped many times and beaten because I was resisting.
We were distributed to rebel commanders as objects without rights and were sexually abused.
Twice a week on average, police fighting modern-day slavery in London make their early morning call.
When we hear of human trafficking, we often think of it as something happening somewhere else. But what if I told you that this horrible crime is taking place right here on our little island home, Jamaica?
Picture this, a 16-year-old Jamaican girl, Christian all her life, graduated from school. She wanted a job. She looked in the classified advertisement in one of Jamaica's tabloids. She found a job, an accountant. She qualified for the job overseas in a foreign country. She saw a telephone number attached to the advertisement. She gladly called the number.
On the second ring, a woman answered the phone and they arranged to meet in Halfway Tree the next day.
They met. They discussed. She immediately got the job. She didn't have a passport, so she was assisted by the female to procure the passport on emergency. She was assisted also with the plane ticket to fly. She spoke to her mother. She spoke to her brother. Her brother gave her $30,000 Jamaica in support of the travel overseas.
Everything was happening pretty quickly, and within the week, the young lady was to fly to this foreign country to start her new job as an accountant. But on the morning of the flight, she was having second thoughts about going abroad.
She spoke to her mother on the morning of travel. She said, "Mommy, me no feel like go." Guess what mommy told her? "Girl, galang, you no see the old house one fix."
Having gotten approval to take the trip from her mother, the one person she should be able to trust, this 16-year-old girl proceeded with the arrangements. But at the airport, things started getting strange.
When she reached immigration, because she was accompanied by the person who employed her, she was told to tell immigration that she was there on vacation for 2 weeks only. When she left immigration, she was escorted through a side door in that airport, and she was placed in an aircraft. Why? Because the persons who employed her owns aircraft.
It was at this point her gut feeling that something was wrong was confirmed.
Whilst airborne, she was given 6 pairs of lingerie and said, "Sister, the accountant work that you came for is not up here. Instead, guess what? You have to sell sex." She was taken to a club and there were criminal gunmen watching her every move. Her passport was taken from her and other travel documents. Her cell phone was removed from her. And she had to sell sex.
Her fourth encounter on the new job into which she was forced was the one she will remember most. It is the one that saved her life and the lives of 2 others.
A good Samaritan came in to purchase sex, but fell in love with her. And we smuggled her through the back door in the club into police station. And because of that good venture, she led police to rescue 2 other Jamaicans.
That was DSP Carl Berry relating the horrible story of a 16-year-old Jamaican girl who was trafficked and forced into prostitution. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. It is not something happening somewhere else. It has happened right here in our backyards, and this means all of us have a role to play in ensuring this crime does not occur. If you know or suspect that someone is a perpetrator or victim of human trafficking, contact the Organized Crime Investigation Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force at 948-7083 or call 119.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.